Hey, hi everybody, and today we are going to talk about the performance management system continued. Okay, so we covered quite a few points while we spoke about our first chapter, and let's look at what really performance management in detail means and how do we look at this whole process. So we understood that it is an ongoing process of a communication between a supervisor and the employee, basically helping the employee understand where he stands, what are his goals, what is he supposed to achieve in his time with the organization. So throughout the year, while an organization has a certain set of objectives that it has planned for, it also is important for the employee to understand what is it in for him, how would we support the strategic objectives of the organization. So here, essentially, when a manager and the employee both are communicating with each other, it is more about clarifying the expectations, what is expected from the team member or the employee or the subordinate by the manager. The manager has to set objectives, he has to identify what are the goals, provide feedback, and keep reviewing results. So in a way, performance management as a process is a continuous process of understanding how your reportee is working for a manager. For the reportee, it is about how he is doing at work. Essentially, a process of assessing, evaluating, measuring performance and aligning that whole performance process with the organization's goal and objectives. So we've understood this in clear, right? In line with this is how an employee gets rewarded for the work that he does and the commitment that he gives to the work. So it's important. What are the key? It's important for us to understand what are the key objectives of any performance management system. Okay? Why do you really need a performance management system? Why should an employee go through being assessed? Why should a manager work with the employee to understand where he is going, set his goals? What happens? Essentially, this process, the key objective of this process is it helps enable goal clarity for employees. Employees know what is it that they have to achieve. Okay, both the employee and the manager come to an agreement on how they will eventually deliver back to the organization. It's more about achieving performance agreements, coming to an agreement on the performance. Also, for the employee to really understand where he is in terms of the potential, what can he really give to the organization, what are the skills that he brings to the organization, what are the areas he can bring to the organization, what is his expertise which he can deliver to the organization. So these are some of the things that an employee looks into when he is going through this process, and through that he becomes more and more stronger in terms of his deliverables to the organization. Finally, he delivers based on whatever was the plan for his performance. Through that, we are able to get skilled people for the organization. And then, of course, how is performance measured? What would be the measures for performance? And what are the standards that you want to establish for any organization to perform better? Or for that matter, the employee and the manager to be able to give back to the organization in terms of their performance spaces. So some of the more important objectives of any performance management system is to define the role, responsibility for all the employees who are a part of that organization. Each employee gets an opportunity to understand what is he accountable for, what are the competencies expected of him, what are the skills he needs to develop, what are the areas he needs to improve on. This whole process, it also helps to create a healthy and a competitive, collaborative working environment, because everybody is trying to do his best. Everybody is trying to achieve their standards in terms of their performance. Everybody is trying to give their best to the organization. Finally, it also assists employees in clear identification of the knowledge and skills required for whatever role they are playing or whatever work they are supposed to do, whatever job they are supposed to do. Once they understand what are the skills that are required, they know what they should do to perform their jobs efficiently. So while while the whole process is happening, it is also important that the employee is engaged in the organization, right? He has to be committed to the organization. The whole performance management system helps to develop this engaging strategy. How do you engage an employee? When a manager talks to the employee, he tells him certain things to do. Okay, you're supposed to do 1, 2, 3. Now, what are these three things you're supposed to do? Is the employee happy that these are the roles given to him? This is what he is supposed to do. Does he enjoy his work? Does he like what is being given to him to be able to give back to the organization? So this conversation which a manager and an employee does are engaging conversations. They help engage the employee in the organization. It also helps organization to understand how can they design better compensation benefits, how can they also look at their overall reward and recognition system, how do they reward people who have done well, how do they reward people who have achieved their goals, how do they reward people who have been able to go beyond the call of duty. So invariably, it's important that employees are empowered, they are motivated so that they are able to do their job well, and through that they are able to get their rewards. So the key objectives of any performance management system is engagement is a very, very strong objective, helping business to be able to get the right people at the right time for the right job is very important. The system also helps in designing compensation, benefits, recognition and reward system, and also effectively empower people in this whole process. It's also a two-way system. There's a manager and employee. Both are actually sitting. It's an engaging process in that sense where both of them are talking about what they would like to deliver, where a manager defines the key roles, accountabilities. He tells the employees what he's supposed to do. For example, I have a person who is supposed to do branding for my team. He's supposed to brand his role. His prime role is suppose branding. So he has to understand the organization. He has to understand what are the various products the organization has. What is his role in really understanding as a brand manager? How would he bring the company's brand to the forefront? How would he, what is the goal of the organization in terms of the way they want to see themselves as a brand, right? So this whole process where he's discussing with his manager, getting clarifications from his manager on what is his role as a brand manager is important. So while I understand my role, I'm also looking at that role from the departmental perspective. I'm looking at that role from my own perspective. I'm looking at that role from an organization perspective. So there are multiple perspectives that come into play while I am having conversation with my manager regarding my role. So it's like a two-way process. When I get feedback from my manager as a brand manager, let's assume I'm a brand manager, I'm getting feedback from my manager on how I'm working on improvising the organization brand. What are the strategies I am employing for improvising the organization brand? I get regular feedback from my manager that, okay, Ranjana, this is what you're supposed to do. This is our company strategy in terms of the way we want to be seen as a brand. These are the logos that we would want people to know about. This is how we want to see ourselves in the industry. So as a brand manager, when I'm a brand manager, as a role, I'm talking more about a role of a brand manager. I'm talking about this, about my role. I'm understanding how I'm doing. I'm getting feedback from my manager. All these helps me to improve my performance. So there requires to be this continuous process of coaching in this whole process, which is very, very key to any managing performance of any person in any role. It also, through this process, you are also able to get you're also able to understand what's working for you, not working for you. So there could be some barriers in the way your performance is getting affected. This conversation, when you're constantly monitored, you're coached, given opportunities to learn new things, it helps you to identify the barriers that are coming in the way of your work. So this also helps you understand how you can plan your work better, how you can manage your work better, how you can develop yourself better, because you have clarity in terms of the goals that you are supposed to achieve. Another objective of any performance management process is to ensure that any decisions related to planning, succession planning, promotion, recognition, performance-based payments, rewards, all these are taken in line with the organization goals, right? So say, for example, there is a certain role and you want the person to go to the next level, you promote that person. There's somebody else who has to also take up that role, which this current person is taking. So that's the succession planning part of the role. If a person is getting is looking for a higher role or wants to take on higher responsibilities, you will train that person to get into the next role. So you will spend some time preparing that person for the new role or the higher role as a manager. So these conversations regarding how do I move to the next role, how do I take on higher responsibility, how do I prepare people under me as a part of my succession, and how do I get recognized for this whole process are also some of the key objectives of any performance management process. This process also assists people in terms of the growth of their career, as we were speaking, right? And in the growth process is new skills and knowledge that you acquire, how you develop yourself, and eventually how do you deliver. So measuring your performance while you are conducting the performance appraisal is a very key objective in terms of your performance management process. What's most important in any performance management, let's look at some concepts, performance management concept as well, is how do you create various systems, processes and practices that will help manage the overall process in the whole organization, a process which should be more sustainable, which should be long term, which should be robust and which should be strong. So certain performance management processes, the KPIs, the key performance indicators, there are certain indicators that we are looking at whether the person has performed or not. It's important that the tracking of the individual and project performance in line with the corporate goals and strategies has to happen on time. And if we see that, teams are digressing, groups are digressing, or goals are getting digressing, it's important to do some course corrections wherever required. So we spoke about clarification of expectations, talking about how regular feedback is a very important part of this process. But there has to be an overall culture in the organization. There has to be a performance-based culture where good performance is encouraged, where individuals and groups take higher responsibilities in terms of improving the processes that they are doing in their respective groups or their team, where groups and teams or individuals also hone their own skills so that they can deliver better than what is expected of them, not only deliver as per the roles that they're playing. So there is a certain role. If you're playing a certain role, let's assume that you're a marketing executive and you're limited to playing only the role of a marketing executive. But let's assume you want to become a marketing manager. How are you going to hone your own skills? How are you going to contribute better so that your performance improvises? So there is as a part of the whole performance management process, the culture plays a very, very important role. Does the culture enable people to do well? Does it give opportunities for people to do well? Does it give learning opportunities? Does it give people the freedom to talk and express what they feel? Does it give people an opportunity to talk about what they would like to do? So how open an organization is and how an organization can help people to do better in the roles that they are. So a culture is a very, very important piece in any performance management process. And then of course there are a lot of different kind of processes that are part of this whole gamut, the performance management gamut. But what's more important is where do you actually fit? So here we're talking about two fits. One is the horizontal fit and then there is a vertical fit. So what do we mean by a horizontal fit? Okay. Horizontal fit is more about the degree to which the human resources practices and objectives are aligning with each other. The various practices which are put in place, how do the practices align with each other? And vertically, how do those practices kind of align with the organization goals? So say for example, the recruiting practice, the fitment of the employee, which is the resource, managing the resource, fitting the employee to the right role. So it's hiring and fitting the person to the right role, and then the training and development. These are various human resources practices, right? People practices. Are they aligned with each other? Now, if these are aligned with each other, are these three also aligned with the organization goals? That is more important, the horizontal fit and the vertical fit in terms of the overall strategic objectives of any organization. So when, as we already spoke, right, horizontal fit will be achieved when you are allocated resources well, to the right function, where to the right team, to the right set of people, to the right group, right? When you have allocated resources available and you have managed the processes within the function, in the supporting functions well. At the same time, they are matching the vertical fit, where it is matching with the strategic management processes of the firm. So the vertical fit is the main idea of a human resource system, and it is linked to contingency based approach, and hence creating an overall fit of the various management strategies, including performance management strategies in a long term goal of the firm. Okay, so let's talk what is job embeddedness. Anybody, I'm not sure if you all have heard of how about this word. So what it really means, it's so let's understand that first better. Okay, so any job embeddedness looks at a few important characteristics. It's the role an employee, when you have high job embeddedness, you play a positive role in your performance and you reduce turnover. Essentially, it means for the job that you have been given, are you fit for that job or not? So essentially, what would it look? It'll look at a few factors. One is the link. So job embeddedness, what do we mean by that? It plays a positive role in employee performance and it reduces turnover. So what are some of the aspects of employee and organization relationship that job embeddedness looks at? Okay, links. It looks at the interconnections between the employees, others in the organization, and organization's larger network. It tries to see whether there is a linkage of these three factors in the organization. It also looks at how well the job and the working environment suits the employee, and how well the employee is suiting the role that he or she is performing. It also looks at if a certain person is put in a certain role, what would that person lose by leaving, or alternatively, how easily the links can be broken. What would an employee have to give up if they left? What would an organization lose if an employee with a certain skill, he's got a certain skill, what would he leave? What would he lose, or what an organization would lose if the employee left the organizations. So essentially, understanding the link between the employee, the job and the role, the fit between the employee, job and the role, and what would you lose between the employee, the job and the role. Okay, so that's are some of the facets of job embeddedness. So we all know that performance management system, though it's key in any organization, what are the key components that come into play here? The staffing process. Staffing is how you are recruiting or hiring the person in an organization, how his performance is getting planned, how are the goals being set, how is the feedback being given. If an employee is not performing well, then how are you giving him a performance improvement plan, how are you monitoring his performance, measuring him, and how you're reviewing him. How does the employee get rewarded? What are the development and training plans that are put in place for the employee to do well? How do you plan his potential appraisal? When we mean potential appraisal, it is more about how do you find out that what can he do to get to the next level? What is his real potential? Where is he right now, and can he move to the next level? Can he do well? How do you do his succession planning? Okay, if an employee is moving from one role to another role, then who succeeds that employee? Who is the next in line? How is the next in line prepared? And in case in an extreme case, the employee leaves, then in an exit interview, what information are you able to get? How do you interview him? How do you get information for what are his reasons for leaving? are some of the facets here while you manage the overall performance of an employee. Now, why do you do a performance management process? Why should we even do it? Why would organizations spend so much time, energy, money, put in resources, tools to have a performance management system in place? I think the most important facet of any performance management process is to up the performance of the people so that they can deliver for the organization's goal, where the productivity can improve, where people can do better than what they are doing, they can hone their skills, they can improvise on their overall deliverables the organization is expecting of them. So essentially ensuring that employees, while managers set goals with their team, it is a process where the employee understands how is his role important for the organization, how is he going to contribute to the organization. Every employee gets to understand where does he stand, what is expected from him, what are the skills required for him that he can fulfill the organization's expectations. Importantly, understand the overall objectives of the organization, and there is communication regarding this so that the whole process gets facilitated. Relationship between an employee and manager. Mostly a lot of employee and manager relationship is based on trust and how much the manager empowers the employee. So this process also kind of strengthens, gives more robustness to this process of trust and empowerment, and it helps people to understand in a very transparent way their feedbacks, how what is the linkage, how they have performed, and based on that, how they are going to get compensated. Okay, so a lot of learning and development opportunities which come as a part of that, evaluating performance, distributing incentives, rewards on a very fair and equated basis. So if you have set goals at the right time, you have discussed goals as a manager. If I'm a manager, I have to discuss goals very clearly with my subordinate. I have to really help him in this whole process of development, see to it that he performs well, delivers what is expected of him, so that he is rewarded well and fairly for the efforts that he has taken in the timeline given to him, right? It also helps the organization to also recognize good performance. There are a lot, and of course, with good performance, definitely performers as well. Many organizations take special efforts to look at people who have not been able to fare well and put added efforts to bring their performance at par with what the organization expects. So a lot of opportunities people get in this whole process while they grow, career opportunities, growth opportunities, being able to really go to a set of levels. There are large organizations like if you have heard of Hindustan Lever or Infosys, where people actually have started as freshers and have gone to the level of being the vice president levels in the roles that they are playing. It means these organizations have been able to give these people continuous career growth, have been able to give them a lot of opportunities, have given them opportunities to learn, improvise on their expertise, and eventually go to a certain level. So people, invariably retention of these high performing employees in these organizations is very, very high. Okay. And why would something that I was just saying, why would an organization do it? Definitely because it sees some benefits. It sees better organization performance, it sees employee retention. As I said, people have grown from being freshers to vice presidents in certain organization. They are at helm of affairs, they have grown with the organization, they have seen multiple challenges while they were growing in the organization. So invariably retention, loyalty, better productivity, clear accountability. There is a huge cost advantage an organization has when people are retained. They don't have to keep on retraining people again and again if they leave. And of course, for the manager, getting better output, no doubt about it, But a more efficient and consistent performance is key benefit that the manager gets in this whole process. For the employee, definitely he gets opportunity in terms of career path. He gets job satisfaction. He gets to learn. He gets to, you know, really showcase his skills. He gets to showcase his potential. There is a certain social standing when people are growing in an organization. All of us would eventually want to call ourselves vice presidents or, you know, heads of certain functions, or, you know, even why not being a CEO of an organization, right? So those are the benefits an employee also sees while he grows in an organization and is able to take benefit of a strong performance management system. Okay. What's very, very important for any performance management system to be effective, it should have maximum participation from all people who are eligible for being a part of this process should be participating. The overall work environment and platforms available to people should be conducive. There has to be a strong top management commitment for this process. I tell you guys, this is extremely crucial. This third point, top management commitment and support. If that's not there, this process might completely crumble. And the organization mission goal should be clearly defined and understood at all levels so that all efforts taken towards realization of the organization's ambitions have to be known to everybody around. Most important, I think, whatever roles each person plays, okay, within a certain organization framework, they have to be very clear with what their roles are. And they have to be able to see their roles in line with the roles of other team members or other groups, other departments, how their role is impacting others, how they are impacting others, how other roles are impacting them. Okay. There should be definitely open and transparent communication across the organization so that people can talk to each other. As I said, people work with multiple groups, multiple departments, multiple roles. You know, there is an we talked about horizontal fit, we talked about vertical fit. When multiple systems come in play, they all have to be able to talk to each other, and hence this communication piece is an important prerequisite of any effective performance management process. What are the major performance parameters for what do you really mean by performance? How am I going to achieve a certain measure? So let's assume that let's take onboarding as an example. Let's take HR as an HR executive as an example, and let's take one of his key parameters, work parameters, that he has to ensure that every person who's onboarded is onboarded with full satisfaction. The onboarding satisfaction has to be 100%. So there is a clear parameter defined, onboarding is defined, there is a clear key performance indicator defined, which is 100%. Okay. There has to be consistency and fairness in the way the whole system is applied. Okay. And of course, people have to be motivated. The whole culture has to be a performance-driven culture to, you know, really look at it. The rewards and recognition framework has to be very strong, and it has to support the whole performance management framework as well. So it has to be built within that. You reward, you have, you say, for example, the same example that we tell, the onboarding example. If this person is able to achieve 100% onboarding satisfaction, then I'm going to reward that person for being able to achieve that 100% onboarding satisfaction, right? Also, training is, I think, key in this whole process, because if people are lacking on certain skills, or they do not have certain skills, and they do not know how to perform for the lack of training, we are definitely going to have poor performers. So understanding what are the training needs for certain performance parameters that have been defined, reviewing those, making opportunities available for learning will motivate people to do better than what they are doing right now. And so most of these are very, very important. I think right till the time people even exit the organization, all touch points of an employee life cycle have to be touched upon as a part of his performance process.